Home is more important today than it's ever been. So if you're looking for the right place or trying to take advantage of those low interest rates with a refi, you should know that there's a nationally recognized mortgage originator right here in the Triad. Ashley McKenzie Sharp with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation has been included in the top 200 loan originators in the country for 8 consecutive years. Providing personal service with experience, speed, and satisfaction is her number one priority. Trust Ashley to provide you with everything you need for a simple, rewarding home loan experience. And as a sponsor of the Triad Podcast Network, if you text or call Ashley at 336-575-9448 for your mortgage quote today, just mention the podcast, and upon receiving your quote, we'll send you a $25 local business gift card. 336-575-9448 to reach Ashley McKenzie Sharp with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation. Ashley McKenzie Sharp, NMLS ID number 100776, is a licensed mortgage originator in North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Florida. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS ID number 2289, is an equal housing lender.
This is the Triad Podcast Network.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode here on the Triad Podcast Network. We are with our friends from the Ginther Group. They're not only the presenting sponsors of the Triad Podcast Network, but they produce awesome content to not only highlight what they do with the real estate market here locally. They're incredible experts. You can hear our shows with Blake Ginther every month by subscribing to the Triad Podcast Network wherever you enjoy your podcasts. But we also enjoy doing this community spotlight where we try to highlight and draw more positive attention, positive exposure for people that are doing really cool things around the community, whether it's a business or maybe they help out with something related to making life at home a little bit better. And we're going to do that here today. And today we get our first chance to speak to Mackenzie Ziegler. She's a buyer's agent with the Ginther Group. So she's joining us on the podcast for the very first time. Hi, Mackenzie. How are you?
Hi, guys. Hi, Adam. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Before we bring on our community spotlight guest, tell the folks a little bit about yourself, why you enjoy the line of work that you're in, how long you've been with the Ginther Group, and maybe some of your favorite things about the Triad.
Okay, that's pretty easy to do. So I'm originally from the San Francisco Bay Area. I went to Wake Forest. I graduated 4 years ago. I've been doing real estate for 2 years. I did a few odd jobs before real estate. I nannied for a few families in town. I worked in the political sector in town. So I've done, I feel like, everything. I love real estate because I'm a people person. So it just comes pretty naturally to me. I like to say that I'm a relational sales agent. So I try to build relationships that I'm going to be able to sustain for what we like to say, life. We here at the Ginther Group say that our clients are clients for life, not just for the transaction. So I definitely try and, be that. What do I like to do in the Triad? I love to explore with my puppies. I've got two dogs, Fitzgerald. He's 7 years old. He's a Schnauzer mix. And then I have a golden retriever named Reynolds, and he's 9 months old, and he is exactly what you think of a golden retriever. Super happy, super happy, easy-go-lucky, just does everything that you want him to do. We like to go to breweries. We like to go out to eat, and I just love the people here. So that's a big reason why I stayed in Winston and why I do what I do.
I love that you took it that direction in terms of what you enjoy doing in the Triad, because that is the perfect transition into welcoming in our guests. So Mackenzie, why don't you introduce us to our guest for today's community spotlight?
Sure. So I'm interviewing Michelle Klein. She is the owner and founder of Venture Dog Walking, which is a great local service for all of you pet parents, particularly dog owners. Her team is incredible. I think that a lot of people can learn from Michelle, not if you just want to open a dog walking business, but if you want to open your own business. I think that she's a fantastic woman leader in the area. And so I just wanted to feature her, and I'm so appreciative. And I know so many people that are so appreciative of her. So
thank you, Mackenzie. That's such a wonderful introduction.
Yeah. And she's a dog mom too, to two sweet puppies.
Yep, absolutely. So I have Winston. She is a 6-year-old German Shepherd, and Ronan, who we recently rescued from Stepping Stones, who is a 3-year-old Husky Malamute mix.
Oh. And yeah. Michelle and I are actually kind of neighbors. She lives a street over from me. So
yeah, so our dogs can sniff each other through the fence if they feel inclined.
Yeah. Yep. So Michelle, basically, I just kind of wanted to have you on here because I think a lot of people got pandemic puppies, me being one of them. You know, when the world kind of shut down last year, people ended up being at home more, which has been, I think, a blessing for a lot of people. And so, you know, what do you do when you're at home for copious amounts of hours, and if you're lonely or sad or live by yourself, you think, oh, I want a furry friend. I know I'm not alone in that. And I'm sure statistics will prove that, I don't know, mm-hmm. a lot of people did end up getting puppies during COVID. I would just kind of love to hear basically how Venture came to be, how you started it, and really kind of what sets you apart from any other service in the triad.
Yeah, absolutely. So Venture Dog Walking, a lot of our clients will know, actually opened under a different name. We were originally Ardmore Dog Walking and Pet Services. We opened back in August of 2017. And when we opened, it was really a passion project of mine. I was in graduate school at Chapel Hill for getting a degree in social work and living in Winston, and opened this business as like the perfect complement to what I was doing in school. Like, you know, social work was really draining and puppies felt really fun. So it started just as something that I felt like I could give back to clients while also, like, you know, just it sounded so restful and something I was passionate about and would enjoy. And then it just took off, and I realized that all of the things I loved about social work, I could do through being a business owner. I could provide stable employment. I could provide a needed community service. Mm-hmm. You know, I could meet people where they are around the most precious things in their life, their pets. So that was how this career kind of opened up for me. And then over time, Venture's been on this journey of figuring out what we do best and then learning how to meet the community right where they are with what they need. Which has just been the most incredible journey. We work with a few hundred clients over the Winston-Salem and surrounding area right now. We've also been growing really, really quickly.
Yeah. You guys are in Greensboro as well, right?
So we're focusing more so on the Winston market at this time. Okay. We are in Kernersville though.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah. But as far as what sets us apart, so a few different things. One, we are really focused on supporting pet parents who work long work days. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, we've identified a few core services that we do really, really well. And our goal is to do them better than any other company in town. So that's going to be this daily dog walking, as well as we provide some adventure services. So we do offsite hikes, we do dog park trips, and those are not these like add-on services. Those are like core things we provide. And as part of that, we've really done our due diligence to make sure we can do that well. So we're insured to transport. I think a lot of people don't know that's actually different than being just generally insured. Mm-hmm. So we're always looking at how we can provide the best experience for what we do. We are the only local company that is built to do on-demand services. So we really started looking over the last year at how can we meet the needs of people right now? You know, we didn't spend the last year waiting for the pet industry to open back up when the world is post-COVID. Mm-hmm. We spent the last year looking at how can we meet pet parents today when the world is just so different. And so when we started looking at that, we started looking at the needs of pet parents, which everybody's schedule is all over the place. Yeah. You know, they need a company that's flexible, reliable, dependable, able to jump in at a moment's notice. So we've built our company around that.
Yeah. How do you feel like your business shifted or maybe didn't shift because of COVID?
Yeah, it definitely shifted. Well, pre-COVID, we were offering a lot of services that we don't offer anymore. And I feel like something COVID did was it almost acted like a magnifying glass on our business to kind of apply pressure on like, okay, we need to figure out how to be really smart and strategic and how to adapt to the current circumstances. Before we were offering sleepover house sitting, that wasn't a safe service to do through COVID. So that was like kind of a low-hanging fruit. Like, okay, we're not going to do that right now. But looking at like, you know, pre-COVID, we were requiring clients to give us like a week's notice for dog walks.
Okay.
You use this now.
Yeah.
You
know, like, I can't do that. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I feel bad for anyone in my life because it's just, sometimes you get a showing request at like 4:30 and you're like, okay, gotta go.
Yep. And what we were realizing is that that actually hasn't been uncommon through COVID. People have had so little control over their day-to-day life that they've needed services that understand that and can accommodate it. So that's a big area we shifted, is looking at like, okay, what does that mean for a staffing model? What does that mean for these services that we offer? What does that mean for, you know, the clients that we're working with? Especially because, you know, this year has been great in the sense that it enabled so many people to get pets who've never had that opportunity before. Like you were mentioning, like that's just such a benefit. But in other ways, like we're seeing a lot of separation anxiety now. We're seeing a lot of people that it's really difficult for them to leave the house for more than a couple hours without their dog potentially injuring themselves, you know, trying to get out of the house, getting really anxious. So we're continuing to look at, like, I don't see us as being done from pivoting through COVID. Like, I think we're still pivoting to meet what's happening now.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely see that like with my dogs. You know, Reynolds is so like, he's pretty easy. But Fitz is really particular now, you know, with who he wants to interact with. And I just think because he got so used to me being home March through May. And I mean, the real estate market was still crazy last spring. I mean, I think I did like 18 deals in 3 months. Like it was hard to keep up.
Yeah.
There was still times where I was at home really because our office was shut down and I like to work from my designated office. I just don't do well working from home. Mm-hmm. So then he was just laying with me all the time and, you know, and then we disrupt his life by putting a puppy into it. And so now he's like, I hate the world. But I definitely see, I think the on-demand factor of you guys is so what sets you apart from everyone else. And I think it's a really smart and important, you know, business move that you did. So kudos.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
We also made one other big pivot through COVID, or at least post COVID, as we shifted to this on-demand model, which is we are the only company that has a manager on duty at all times. So this manager is able to review every appointment for quality, make sure that, you know, we're an incredibly client-centric business. Sometimes when I bring a new client on board, it seems they kind of expect like a programmatic approach to services. They may ask me like, you know, okay, well, how does this work? What do you do? And I'm like, you know, that's a beautiful thing. Whatever you need. Like if it is pet related, just book as much time as you need and then tell us what you need. And then we have a manager on duty at all times who's evaluating every appointment to make sure that happened. So that level of oversight is a big thing that I feel like we offer to the community.
Yeah. So how many people do you have on staff right now?
Currently 11. I need about 16 though. So if you know anyone.
Through a hiring boost, like you got like four new people, right?
I did, and we're genuinely looking to hire about 5 more. So please send them my way.
Okay. I'll see if I know anyone. But yeah, that's amazing. So in 3 years, you've built a team of 11-ish people.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
Yeah, it's good. We have me and one other person who are full-time, and then everybody else is kind of part-time through the business, and it's good.
And yeah. are they 1099s, I would assume?
No, we actually, that's a transition we made. Okay. And that's actually a really important, I'm really glad you brought that up. That's actually a huge distinguisher that we have over other companies. Because here's what a lot of people don't realize about the difference between a 1099 and a W-2. You're legally not allowed to train a 1099.
Yeah.
But it's really important to me that if I'm sending somebody out through a venture, they're trained, they're managed, and also for the benefit of the employee, like, you know, they're insured through me. If somebody gets hurt on an appointment, I want to take care of them. So no, everybody on our team is a W-2 employee.
Okay. That's super cool. Yeah. I mean, obviously I use Michelle and her employees. I mean, they have access to my house. So I trust them, and they have access to, I actually have a will, and my dogs have designated places to go, and I mean, but I would split them up. So they're not codependent on each other. And so I'm very, very supportive of your business. And I think all the people that you employ are great. So that also says a lot about you, because you can employ stand-up individuals. I think that's always important for a business owner. So you take pride in who you employ and who you interview. So that's great.
I really appreciate that. I see everybody we employ is kind of an extension of what we're doing. And so we really look for people that, you know, it's interesting learning how to interview for soft skills, but like, we're really big on like apology culture. Like that's a big thing in the interview process is like, do you know how to apologize if you need to? Do you know how to be quick to apologize? So things like that I feel like we've learned over time are like, you know, in a lot of ways, more important than what somebody did before coming to work for us. It's more about like the actual like integrity and authenticity of the person joining the team.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite dog park in Winston?
Ooh, a dog park. I mean, we love Tanglewood.
Yeah.
You know, if I could transport it about 10 minutes closer, I would.
Yeah.
We've also been taking clients to Jameson a lot. So that's over off of Meadowlark.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We look for dog parks that are, so if anybody listening is curious about how the service works, you know, dog parks, sometimes the dogs like don't jive. So part of the dog park service is, you know, if we get to the dog park, it's just not a fit for that day. We're going to convert to a trail hike instead.
Okay.
So we always look to go to parks that have trails right there. So that way we're not losing time driving all over town.
Yeah, that's really smart. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite like dog friendly brewery or restaurant or anything like that?
Yeah. So a hidden gem in Winston is West Salem Public House.
Yeah, they're great.
They have that beautiful fenced in area in the back. It's dog friendly. We've done a pop-up bark and brew there before where we did like an off-leash bar hang, which was super fun. So they've been a great friend of the business. I love to promote them as a great dog-friendly location in Winston. And all the breweries are great. I mean, you know, personally, I take my dog Wise Man, Joymongers, Incendiary is great. Winston is so great and it's dog-friendly like vibe. There are so many good places to go.
That's awesome. So in your business, do you work with like other partners or do you have like a vet that you tend to refer people to or a trainer or anything like that?
Yeah. So we are always looking for other, since we don't offer any pet sitting, we're always looking for other pet care companies to network with. Because ultimately at the end of the day, there are enough dogs to go around. we love collaborating with other people rather than the sense of competing over them or against them. You know, our services are pretty unique from every other business in town. So we're not really looking to like hoard all the dogs. Like, we love collaborating. So we're always looking for pet sitting referrals so we can take care of our clients, send them to another care provider for services we don't do. We do have a really established partnership with a trainer in the area, Geralyn Kelly over at Elite Canine. Mm-hmm. So we really trust her. We refer, she doesn't do all training areas. But one thing we really like about Geralyn is she knows the training market and she has a really good sense of where to send people. That's not something she does. No. So we always send people to start with her. And her kind of niche, maybe not niche, I just know her very well. And I know she loves working with puppies, which we do too. So that's great.
You guys have a puppy. Don't you have a puppy package?
Yeah, we do. So there are opportunities for people to both work with our services and Geralyn's at the same time.
Okay.
And get some of that added support for the puppy phase.
Oh, yeah. If you guys are getting a puppy in the next 2 to 3 months, the crate will be your best friend. Mm-hmm. That's a fact. And get the snuggle puppy if you want to enjoy sleep, because that really helped. I mean, Reynolds was crate trained in the first 3 days. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He's a good boy.
He's a good boy. Yeah. Puppies are a lot, but they're great.
It goes by too fast and too slow all at the same time.
Yeah. Reynolds is like 80 pounds now. And he used to be he was never little, but he was 11 pounds at 6 weeks old. So he's never small.
I remember his meet and greet. He was 8 weeks old.
Yeah.
He's so little.
Yeah, he's still squishy, but
yeah.
Adam, do you have any pets?
We have one cat.
Okay.
Zero dogs, but three kids.
Okay. Right
now. And so we have two boys who are at the age where they start to think about, hey, can we get a dog? Can we get a dog?
Sure.
But we have a nice little bookend where we live because each of our neighbors have a dog.
Yeah.
So they do get some dog FaceTime, just not with their own.
But with their own dog.
I love what you talked about at the beginning, which is like the COVID puppy boom, because we were a part of the COVID baby boom. My wife and I just had a baby. She had the baby almost 6 weeks ago. So we were a part of the COVID baby boom. But I guess it is true, Michelle. There was a COVID puppy boom and still probably is one going on.
So the pet care industry has grown exponentially. Last year was the highest amount of pet adoptions that have ever happened. I was looking at the statistic. I'm afraid to say it on the air because I don't want to botch it. And it's kind of a loose memory. But the pet care industry is growing like by hundreds of percent every year. I think last year, year over year, was like 300% growth. So it is a booming industry. It was kind of the perfect storm, I think, in the last year.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, I just got insurance on my dog, which who would have thought that we get insurance, but I was talking to my vet and he said that golden retrievers are the number one insured dog because they put everything in their mouth and they just think that they can jump off of everything. And obviously retrievers have hip problems. So yeah, I was like, pet insurance? And he's like, yeah. I mean, they have like regenerative laser therapy for your dog now.
Mm-hmm.
And be an acupuncturist.
Well, and this is something that I think is really incredible. I've been reading things about how businesses are starting to make pet perks as just part of their like employee benefit package. Like they may have a stipend for a dog walker. They may give you a stipend for pet insurance or have a broker through the business that you can get your rates through, almost as if it's health insurance. Like we are trending towards a pet inclusive world more and more.
Yeah, no, for sure. Do you have like, what's the most popular breed of dog that you walk at Venture? I feel like it's Doodle. feel like everyone.
You feel like it's doodles?
I feel like everyone has a doodle.
So it's so funny. And it, I don't know what, I can't put a pattern to it, but like, I feel like we kind of go through phases where like, we might get a ton of German Shepherds in at one time. And then we'll get a ton of, like, I had one day 3 months ago where I was like, every single dog I've walked today is a Golden Retriever.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, we've really seen it all. Like it, you know, we have everything from a little 7-pound Chihuahua buddy all the way up to our two biggest clients, which are a pair of Great Danes that we walk every day. Like it, we see it all.
I wanted a Great Dane for a while, and then I just couldn't do it, but I'm happy with my Golden. So though I'm not gonna lie, that little Norman, the Cavapoo, makes me really want a Cavapoo, but I think my mom would actually kill me if I got a third dog. And
we've had a lot of Cavapoos this year, which we haven't seen before this year. This was our first year, like, but now we have like 3 or 4. So
well, do you have any questions for me?
I mean, just to play devil's advocate, and it's more of a statement than a question, but if you get a third dog, I just want you to know I'll support you in this decision. Like, I'm here for you.
I toy with the idea a lot, but I'm not getting a third dog.
But if Michelle's business didn't exist, you wouldn't even entertain the thought. Because she's there for you, it's more of a possibility, right?
I don't know how my social
we've kind of boxed you in a little bit here.
I know. I don't know how my social life would handle me getting a third dog. I think it might be a little overwhelming for some people. So, yeah.
I'll just decide. This is something I would love to just leave people with from this conversation today, is like something I do want people to feel is like, just because the world is opening back up, they're going back to work, doesn't mean that like getting a dog is out of the question for them. Like, there are services, I'm biased, I hope they use ours, but you know, one reason I initially created this company and found it to be so exciting is because I was coming off of the season pre-graduate school getting my first dog, and it was just such a struggle to be working full-time and to be living by myself and to be trying to raise this puppy. I mean, I had roommates and they were really helpful, but like, I didn't have a partner. Like, I was kind of that solo dog mom. That's something I'm really passionate about, is that we're stepping in the gap for people who like couldn't get a dog otherwise, you know, because there would just be too many barriers. And that doesn't mean it's the right time for everybody to get a dog. Totally legitimate. Sure. You already have two. But that is something that like, I hope people take away from this conversation, is like, there's support, there are options. Because everybody deserves to have a dog in their life if they want one.
Absolutely. Dogs are, they will be your best friend for their entire life. So absolutely.
Yeah.
My kids are going to hear this podcast and then we're going to be forced to make a move.
You can borrow my dog for like 4 hours if you want.
Okay. Deal.
He's pretty good with kids. So.
I was about to say, if you're trying not to get one, it won't help your case. He's a great dog.
Fair enough.
Yeah, he is a good dog.
Michelle, before we wrap up, can you go ahead and give folks the information that they need if they want to try to find out more info on you?
Yeah, absolutely. So the best place to start is to go to our website. It's www.venturedogwalking.com. You can read about the whole team. We have everybody's bio up there. All of our services are listed. You can contact us directly. And then I definitely encourage people to follow us on Instagram and Facebook, especially Instagram. It's just fun. We have hundreds of dogs that we just post up, and
you're just going to find great dog pictures. I mean, who wouldn't want to follow that, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the content's incredible.
All right. I'm sold.
Well,
that's great. Okay. So venturedogwalking.com. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Mackenzie, anything else on your list of questions here?
I think that she covered it. And just in case, I will send this podcast to my mom, because she is that mom, I'm not getting a third dog. I promise.
So, okay. Yeah. It's on the record. I will not edit that out. It's on the record. Yep. So can't take it back. Mackenzie and Michelle, thank you both so much for highlighting this awesome business, local business, which is what we're all about here on the podcast network, what Ginther Group is all about as well. Two great local business owners and professionals who are doing great things in our community and with real estate and with an amazing dog. No, I don't even want to just call it a dog walking service. It's a dog care service. Yeah. Because you're not just, look, I mean, like you said, there are businesses out there that just say, we'll go take your dog for a walk around the block. That's not what you're doing. Hikes, parks, it's care, you know, it's care. It's making them and it's giving them something that they'll enjoy. So thank you both so much for being a part of today's podcast.
Thanks, Adam.
Hey, thanks for listening to this episode on the Triad Podcast Network. Our mission is simple: provide information, advice, and stories about the people and places that make the North Carolina Triad such a great place to be. You can find us by searching Triad Podcast Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much wherever you like to listen. If you like what you heard and want to support the show and those that contribute, we would truly appreciate a rating and review on your favorite podcast app. It helps spread the word along, as do your shares on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Triad Podcast. To get in touch with us, simply email info@triadpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
This is the Triad Podcast Network.